Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. We're finishing up the sugya of Kimle Dmina in the context of Bab Machtars, and we have a few lines left of the Gemara to read. A little story. It's very interesting. Rava is involved in a number of sugyas, but one of the sugyas here he's involved in is Bab Machtars. And in fact, I'm not sure how common it was for there to be a Bab Machtars, but he experienced the Bab Machtars. And the story goes as follows: the Gemara tells us, Rava ignevele dichri b'machtaraso. Certain robbers tunneled into Rava's house, and they took some goats. So they felt bad. They wanted to do shuva, so they went forward and wanted to return these goats back to Rava. But lo kablinu, Rava didn't accept them. The question is, why didn't he accept them? Didn't Rava hold that if it's still the end, it's still the animals, the kelim are still intact, there's a chiv to return it? The ganav does not own it. Rav was the one in the opinion who says, even if it's still the end, then you have the right to keep it. You don't have to return it. So why is Rava not accepting it? So Gemara says, or quoting Rava, Amar ho'il v'nofig mipuma d'Rav, since the statement of Rav came out, that Rav said, afilu notol pater, even if it's taken, you don't have to return it. Rava had a kavod for his Rebbe Rav, and he didn't want to accept it. Tosfos raise a question for the Gemara Bava Metzia. So before I look at the actual question and the answer of Tosfos, let's look at the Gemara Bava Metzia he quotes. Gemara is Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the case of Esnin Zona. And Rava says, again it's Rava. Rava says, Omar Esnin Asr Torah. And Esnin, money that was given over for Zona, to be used for Zona, to buy his ona, to rent his ona, the fil balimo, the estin is usr. That money that's used is going to be usr. Can't be used for a carbon. I should probably back up a second even before that. Actually, no, we could leave it at that. So Rashi points out, this long Rashi here says that even though this Esten is Usher, there's still a requirement to pay back the Esten to the Zona. There might have been Isser Rayos that took place. There are two things happened. There's an Isser Rayos, and there's a Chiv Tashlumim. It's a Misa B'Maka, Misa and Mamon. We always go for the Misa. So this guy, for being involved in the Rayos, gets a Chiv Misa, and therefore he's potter from paying. Beis Din cannot enforce him to pay the money that he owes the Zona because of Kimle the Rabbi Minei. So Rashi points out that if he goes forward and gives the money to the Zona, there's still a Chiv Tashumim. It's just that Beis Din cannot enforce the Chiv Tashumim, but there's still a Chiv Yidei Shemayim. And he's a Chiv Yidei Shemayim that he still has to pay the Zona the money. So it comes out as follows. When there's a kimle the rabbi nei, the misa trumps the mamon. So the din is, you don't have to pay the mamon, midin based in shalmata, but there's a still chiv based in shalmala, a chiv yidei shemayim, you have to return it still. So there's a chiv yidei shemayim to return the money. In this case, shouldn't Rava have accepted the goats to allow the ganavim to be yotzei the chiv shemayim? That's a question Tosfos asks. So let's look at Tosfos now in Ayin Beis and Sanhedrin. Tosfos says, yeah. Right, so Afilu Baal Imo, even if he's Baal and Imo, which is a Rayos, his mother's a Zona, which is worse. Right. Worse than just Stam Zona.
Normally, you get Malchus for a Zona? What would you get for?
For Zona, it's Malchus. Just Malchus. So Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Tema, Ho Mechayiv Lot Tzeizi De Shemayim. Rava should have accepted the goats to allow them to be Yotzei Shemayim. Just like Gemara Bava Metzia says in Perek HaPalim, Gavei HaChosein Parah V'Dashba, V'Esnan Oster Torah Afilu Baal Imo. He should have accepted it. Zechiv Yidei Shemayim. Tosfos answers a very technical answer. Yesh Lomar Dekan Lo Hayirotzen L'Hachzir Elim Kein Yischaivu B'dinei Odom. In this case, the Ganavim only wanted to return if they were Chayiv, Mikrejim Tepeh. They didn't want to be Yotzei the Yidei Shemayim. They didn't want to do above and beyond. They didn't want the Midas Chasidus. They wanted to pay whatever the din was. And since the din was, you don't have to pay, because Rav Paskins, you don't have to pay, you get to keep it. So Rava didn't want to accept it. But had they wanted to be Yotzei the Chiv Shemayim, so then Rava would have accepted their payment. So it's just very technical. It was about the intentions. The Tshuva's Maror Mirutenberg also gives a very technical answer. It wasn't the Maror Komos, but it's found in the Chelek Gimel Simen Tuf Einvav. He writes that, why not accept? Why wouldn't you accept it? Okay, so they had wrong intentions, but maybe they're going to really be Yotzei Yidishimayim, even though they didn't intend on it. So the Maror Mirutenberg writes, he wanted to be Gonev Das. Gonev Das here. These Ganavim thought they'd be returning these goats and being Yotzer the Chiv de Bezdin. They thought. And Rav accepted it. They'd say, oh, we're Yotzer the Chiv Bide Adam. But it wasn't true. There was no Chiv Bide Adam at all here. The only Chiv that existed was Lotzei Sidei Shemaim. So since they would have misinterpreted why Rav accepted it, Rav didn't want to accept them, not to mislead them. Ganevas Das, stealing someone's Das. Misleading him. Also a very technical answer. Tosas Rosh addresses the question. What does Tosas Rosh answer? Anybody see the Tosas Rosh?
Right. So it's not just two different.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
The Tosas Rosh says, the second answer, I think, is the same exact as Tosas Sanhedrin. But what's new from the Tosas Rosh is the first answer he says, there's no steer in the first place. If you look at the Gemara Mamasiya, wherever I put it, I think on the side I saw Bach also had a different girsa. It says Rava in the Gemara in front of us. But there's a girsa that really was Rabba. Right? The Hagosa Bach Aleph. Actually, he doesn't change Rava to Rabba, but Tosas Rosh says no. The Girsin Bamitzia is really Rabba, and you can't ask a question from Rabba to Rabba. They're both on Maram. They could argue with each other. So Rabba thinks it's a Chiv Yedei Shemayim still, and Rabba thinks there's no Chiv Yedei Shemayim anymore.
But the beginning of Tosas Rosh, doesn't he say there in one place it said the word Yishalim, which implies it's Chayim. And the other place it says Mishalim, which really implies that it's Yedei Shemayim, but it doesn't have to be Midah Chasidus. What is that all about?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't focus on that part of Tosas Rosh. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was more in regards to reading the Gemara in Bava Metzia.
And Chulon.
Right, and Chulon. How the Gemara could say Mishalim, but yet the Chiyuv to be Mishalim is only outside the Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was more just like, how do you understand Rashi in the Gemara itself? Nothing to do necessarily how the Gemara Bava Metzia and Gemara
okay.
All right.
Okay, fine. Different topic. But I didn't focus on that. So, what comes out, although Tosas Rosh is a very technical answer, one's Rabba, one's Rava, there's an important issue we could raise right now. There's a machlokas, a merorim at least now, we could say. Is there a chiv yidei shemayim in the case of kim levit d'rabbi minei? That's the question. So what's the machlokas about? What's the base of the machlokas, whether there's still an outstanding chiv yidei shemayim or not? Any thoughts?
I guess the Chiv Yedei Shemayim. I guess who is the Chiyuv for? Is it for like the people who did the Isser, or is it for the guy who had the Isser done to? And not for me to being if the guy who had the Isser done to him says that he doesn't necessarily want it or need that Tashlumin. Is there still a Chiyuv Yedei Shemayim?
No, we're raising a question whether even in the first place is there a Chiyuv or not a Chiyuv. Mm-hmm. Want to elaborate on that, Mayor?
I'm trying to think
about
that. Okay, so let me just explain this first. I mentioned it in Shirin's on that. So there are a number of issues from Kimlai the Rabbi Unit. One issue you have to know is, is it Din the Maisa or Din the Bezdin? That's one issue we spoke about yesterday a little bit more. The other question is, when we say Kimlai with the Rabbi Unit and we always take the greater punishment, what happens to the lesser punishment?
So is it not able to be given, or it's just the
Meaning, do we say as follows? When you get the Chiyuv Misa, does that also include the Chiyuv Tashlumim? It's one like gezunta punishment, and you've been yotze your Chiyuv Mamon and your Chiyuv Misa at one shot? Or no? based and only has the authority to give out one punishment, the chimisa. But the other one still exists. Nafka mina being that is there a chiv on the gaiva to be yotzei de shemayim? If you say that the misa completely knocks out both punishments at the same time, you're giving both, one punishment works for both, and there's no outstanding chiv, so there's no chiv de shemayim. That's Gemara and Sanhedrin according to Tosas Rush. No reason to accept the goat's back. But if you say that Kimlei only gives you the greater punishment, it just ties Basin's hands, you're not allowed to give a second punishment, so it's still an outstanding chiv, just not in the under the authority of Basin. And if a person wants on his own, he could be Yote is chiv yidei shemayim. And that would be the Gemara Bamitzia, Shitas Rabba. That's what come out from Tosas Rush. Now the Rajba in Baba Kama gives also a technical answer. I'll just say it as well. What's the difference again in Sanhedrin versus Bamitzia? Bamitzia, he's willing to give back the money, and Sanhedrin, he's not willing to accept the money. The Tosas Rush writes, Rajba writes rather, in Baba Kama, the Beis Din that was officiating this case in Sanhedrin was a Beis Din that passed against the Rav. They passed him like Rava. He paskin like Rava. And Rava didn't want to paskin like himself. He wanted to paskin like Rav. It wasn't whether they're being, you know, Yotzei the Yechiv Shemaim or not. It wasn't about that at all. It was basically saying, you guys are chayiv to pay money. You're chayiv to pay money, b'dei adam. And Rava didn't want to go against Rav. Again, I want to elaborate the technical answer. It's slightly different than our Tosos. It sounds similar, but it is different. Now the Tumim of Yonas Aibshitz gives another answer. So where is the Tumim? Simon Chof Ches Sif Katan Dalid. He gives a different answer. He's not so comfortable with it, but I'll say it anyways. What happened was as follows. The Ganavim didn't go to a basis. Ganavim came forward, they asked the Rava Shaila. They said to Rava, what's the halacha? Mishur Sadin. Am I required, are we required to pay you back?
The guys that stole directly from them?
Exactly, the ones who stole forward. They were asking Shaila, what should we do? So, once they presented the Shaila to Rava, he says Rava didn't want to ask money back from them. He didn't want to be mezalzel cover to Rav. So since he didn't want to say to them, you guys are chayiv, they held back from giving any money. But really, Rava said that Din was like himself. It was because Rava was officiating. If Beis Din said to them, you have to go ahead and pay, so then Rava would have accepted it. Beis Din told him. But since they came to Rava himself for the Psak Din, so he didn't want to give such a Psak Din in the face of Rav. Okay, again, also a very technical answer. Slightly different case of what we thought initially in the Gemara.
Wouldn't that be that more closer to it being, if it was Beis Din doing it, it would be more close to Bedini, Bedini Adam. And so,
well, they're asking, I agree, that's a good point. I mean, if they would have asked,
even then, Rav would say, okay, well, hold like me, because at least he wasn't giving the side.
I mean, he could have asked advice from somebody else, from another Beis Din or another Rav. And they could have said, you know, we passing like Rava. You should pay the money back. But when it came to Rava himself, Rava didn't want to give the psak of himself who was fighting with Rav. Again, just a different read. Nothing really so fundamental from there. If you look in the Sivis, though, anyway, in the Sivis, very, very interesting. Mahalas in the Sugya. Simon Chof Ches, Sif Katan Beis, this one. Simon says as follows. In general, there's a question. In a case of when there's a Chiv Yidei Shemayim, an outstanding Chiv, let's say Rava were to go ahead and be tofes it on his own. He went to the house of the Ganavim and took the goats back. Would Beis Din be Motzi from Rava? Because he didn't really do according to the Lacha. According to what we paskin, he doesn't have the right. Would we say motin or ain motin?
Well,
machlokas. Whether you say motin or ain motin. If he's tofes it, im tafas motin or ain motin. Machlokas achronim, machlokas rishonim. The Nesiva says as follows. Even if you want to say im tafas ain motin, if Rava were to go ahead and be tofes it, you can't remove it from Rava. He gets to keep the goat. So let's say you pass him that way. Still, lichatchila, it's usher to be tofes. One shouldn't go ahead and do it. No, once he gets it, that's fine. There's no punishment for him.
But
exactly. Meaning there are really three levels now. Either it could be im tafas motzin, if you grab it, you remove it from his hands. Or im tafas ein motzin, if he grabs it, he's allowed to keep it. But the question with that is, do we advise him to grab it, or do we not advise him to grab it? So within this im tafas ein motzin, that he's allowed to keep it, would we advise him to or not? So the Nesivos writes, it's asur lechachila for him to grab it. And what's the basis for this? It's very interesting. Very big chiddush here, right? It's asur because what's the whole reason why tefisa works? Why is someone allowed to do tefisa in general? In general, someone's allowed to do tefisa because the Shach explains in Simen Chafei, because the Ovid Inish Dina Dinafshe, a person, the Gemara Baba Kamas talk about and elsewhere, a person is allowed to take the din into his own hands in certain circumstances. And the way the Shach is understanding it, and the way the Nesivos understands it, there's a Rashi in Baba Kamas, he doesn't quote. The Rashi says the din of Ovid Inish Dina Dinafshe, he's working as a Shliach of Beis Din. Beis Din never officially appoints him. But if someone took my money, I have the right, in certain cases, to take my money back. That's what empowers a person to be tofes in general. But in this case, in Kimle de Rabbi Minei, where the Beis Din itself is not allowed to implement the Chiyuv Tashlumim, the Beis Din itself is not allowed to make them pay their goats back, because it's a Kimle de Rabbi Minei, Mimela a Shliach HaBeis Din, a Rava, which be a Shliach HaBeis Din, you cannot do the Ovid Inish Din Dinafshe. The only time a person can be tofes is when Beis Din itself is allowed to implement. And then the guy himself could go ahead and grab this the case. But Beis Din themselves cannot implement punishment. Then the Shliach Beis Din can either. In this case, the Kimle de Rabbi Nei, where Beis Din cannot enforce the guy to pay the money back, Mimela Rava can't be tofes. And that's why in this case, Rava didn't accept the money.
Is there a difference between accepting it and being tofes it? It wasn't really a case of tefisa, it was more that of the Ganam offered it and Rava didn't want to take it. So that shouldn't be working if he didn't tefisa.
I get Yesh Lachkor within that, I guess. I hear it. Okay. It's a good point. You could be Michalik and say, tefisa is also when you're doing the act of taking, but if it's being presented to you and you're just simply accepting it, being very passive, maybe then one would agree. So that's a good point. That's a good point to be Michalik.
And how'd there be a case?
No, so if base, let's say if there are certain types of Yidei Shemayim where Beis Din can implement theoretically. So in those cases, I guess, so then the Shliach Beis Din could go ahead and be tofes it. But in this case, since it's a Kimle de Rabbi Nei case where Beis Din cannot enforce the Chiyuv Tashlumim, so then we may the Shliach Beis Din can't enforce it either. Okay, so again, this is another way out of the question. Why, although there might be a chiv de shemayim from the Gemara Babetzia, you cannot enforce it in the Gemara Sanhedrin. They have no right to enforce the chiv de shemayim. And the chiddush that comes out also is that how do you view someone being tofes? You view him as a shliach Beis Din. You view it as ovid inish din nafshe, which again I'm not going to get into in depth, but it's something to keep in mind. Now, the Chuvas Achiezer, so quoted in the Sifta, has a very interesting answer also. Very lumdish answer. Achiezer writes that you can be mechalik between Kimle de Rabbi Minei in general and Kimle de Rabbi Minei for Rodef. When it comes to Kimle de Rabbi Minei in general, it's in the case of Essen and Zona. So Beis Din is not allowed to enforce the payment from the guy to the zoner. They can't enforce that. It's a patur kimeled the rabbi name. Beis Din cannot. Everyone outside Beis Din can. And therefore, an individual who's not part of Beis Din could go ahead and be tofis, pay the money, could accept the money. It's only a isser or a patur on Beis Din itself. So this would seem to argue on what we just said in the Sivas. The Sivas says when a person takes in din into his own hand, he's working as a shliach of Beis Din. The Achiezer assumes no. If a person works outside of Beis Din, he's not working as a shliach of Beis Din, he's working on his own, and he's allowed to be heard. He has no connection to Beis Din itself. Is that clear to people? Should I say that again?
Depends whether or not you're in or out of Beis Din.
Well, so the Nesivis thought, even if you're outside of Beis Din, if you're doing din, you're considered shliach Beis Din. You have no choice. Achiezer assumed, if you're not part of Beis Din and you're doing a din, you're still separate from Beis Din. So although Beis Din cannot enforce the collection of the Esten to the Zona, somebody else can. Exactly. You yourself can enforce that because you're not part of Beis Din. The Kimle, the Rabbi Nei, only affects Beis Din itself, no one outside.
But has it worked? What's the difference in Rodef?
Fine, so now Rodef, though, who's allowed to kill a Rodef? Bab Machteris?
Anybody.
Anybody. In this case, everybody becomes Beis Din.
Right, there's a special apostle.
So everyone becomes Beis Din. So now, just like the Ptur of Beis Din proper, they can't enforce the payment. So to everybody else who's playing the role of Beis Din can't enforce, cannot be Tofes, the goats in this case as well. The great Chab.
How long is he a Rodef?
So Bab Machteris is simply a very good point. He's only Rodef in the Bab Machteris itself. But as you pointed out, the Kimle the Rabbi, that Ptur exists afterwards. It goes based on the moment when everything happened. So that's a very good question also. Can you not, is it usher to take it, or you just shouldn't, but you can? So that question would depend also on how you view Kimle the Rabbi, as you raised before. If Kimle the Rabbi tells me you were yoti or chayv tashlumim, so for you to accept it, it would be usher, it would be stealing. But if Kimle only knocks out the chayv onesh, misa, but there's still a hovering chayv mum on there, so you may not have to, but you're allowed to accept the money.
Well, this Gemara sounds like
Well, Rava might have been Machmir. This is a different case, though. This is Rodef. If Beis Din can't enforce it, you're talking about the person himself. Here, Rava is the person, but he's also Beis Din. Yeah, Jake, you had a question? Yeah. No, meaning, in the case of Rodef, as Achiezer explained, Beis Din doesn't only mean Beis Din proper. Rodef, everyone becomes a Beis Din. Because everyone has the right to kill the Rodef. So just like in normal cases, regular cases, only Beis Din is Pater enforce the payment. Here, everyone becomes Beis Din, and therefore everyone's potter from enforcing the payment. And even accepting the payment, I guess. It's a great, great chiddush, I think.
Can you say that maybe Achiezer and Nesivus aren't so far off?
Okay, how?
In that they both agree that it's working midin of an inish din of the nafshe.
Okay.
However, it's just an argument whether the mechanics are through shlichus of Beis Din versus, I guess, whatever, some other mechanics. I mean, they're just arguing on whether it's working like Alts Beis Din or not. But the Achiezer would say it's not, that it's its own of an inishim and nafshe, it's its own chiddush. And the Nesivus would say no, that's working through Beis Din, and therefore, since it's working through Beis Din, Beis Din is not allowed to be Tofes, so too, the guy's also not allowed to be Tofes.
Oh, I think for sure. Meaning you're saying there's a machlokas.
Yeah.
Jake's saying there's a machlokas now when someone collects the money, according to the Nesivus. He's not allowed to, because he's a shliach of Beis Din. When Achiezer, he can. What's the machlokas? So it's possible they both agree this such an individual is ovid inish din d'nafshe. He's doing the din in his own hand. The question is ovid inish din d'nafshe, is he a shliach Beis Din, or is he not a shliach Beis Din? The Sivas assumes he's a shliach Beis Din. So Beis Din's pater, he's pater. Achiezer thinks no, he's not considered a Beis Din. Beis Din might be pater, the person himself would still be chayv, and able to do. I think that's how to explain it. Yeah, you said it clearer, so thank you. Now, finally, we have the Shitas Chidush Eran. Anybody see the Chidush Eran?
Yeah.
What did Ran say?
There's a difference in the two cases. That the Kimle, in the case of Rava, makes it as if the Ganovim are Kone, the goats through Kimle, and therefore it will be stealing, it will be Rav stealing the goat's back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, which is different than the case of the Zona case, where the guy always had the money, and now we're just being mechayev him to pay it out. Like, he wasn't koneh anything through his kimlai.
Okay. Right, exactly. So it comes to the case of the Bava Machteres and Sanhedrin. The ganavim were really koneh these goats. So if you make him pay back, you're stealing back from the ganavim. It's a goneh min haganav case. He really owns it. When it comes to Esen Zona, there's still an outstanding chiyev yidei shemayim, because he writes, quoting Rabbeinu David, he writes that gavei esnan sarcha adam, a person needs la'amod b'dibur, he needs to keep his word. Even though he's not obligated min adin, he has to keep to his word. That's what he says. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means, but I don't understand why he's not
calling
in that case.
Why is that,
say
again?
Why is that calling in that case? Also,
no, because the case is the Essen Zona, the guy never paid his due to the Zona. So he's not kona anything, he has an outstanding chiyuv.
So it's never an object to be his.
Right. Okay. So how do we understand this Shitas Rabbeinu David? So the Ksos takes a stab at it, and he has a kasha, I don't like what he says. Simon Chofres. Go to the Ran. I said, I understand. What's the whole reason that you're chayv to pay Esen Zona? The person has to be lamod b'dibur. He has to maintain his word. If that's the case, excuse me. He says, he asks Gemara's and Avodah Zarah, which sounds like if, let's say, they made a deal that after yeah, it's no, so he'll pay back afterwards, not at the very moment, but afterwards. So then you are, you're a putz from paying. Meaning what? The Sifta, so I'll explain this a little clearer than the Ksos himself. Says if you, the Gemara Vodazar says, only if you made the deal, like initially together at the same time. Znus for the animal, then there's going to be created an isser on this animal, it's aser for karbanos. But let's say you had znus, and after time you wanted to pay retroactively for what you've done
with an animal.
With an animal, so then there's no isser on this animal anymore. And even if you made it tonight saying, okay, let's have znus now, and I'll pay you in 30 days, even that, there's no isser on the animal. So if according to what you're saying, Rabbeinu David, the whole idea is whenever you have a dibor, you make a tanai, a stipulation. So, it should be a chiv to pay, and it should have a chalos, shame, esnin, and it should be aser forever. If it's all about what you've said, keeping your word. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says there are cases where you have to keep your word, but it won't necessarily create a chalos, shame, esnin, and zona. So that's his kash. So, from the Ketos, we have to think differently. It can't simply be the iser when it comes to esnin, zona. It can't simply be that he has to keep his word. So the footnotes in the Ran quotes an Imri Bina and explains differently the Ran as follows. Says the only time we say accumulated the Rabbi Munei that Mesum Shalom we prefer the mate in the Mishnah, it's only when there's a Chiyuv Midin Torah, meaning Bob Machteres, both Chiyuvim are Chiyuv Deraisa. The Isser, the Chiyuv to kill the Bava Machteres, the Isser of the Bava Machteres itself, Isser Rodev, and the Isser Gneva. Those are both two Chiyuvim that are Min HaTorah. When it comes to a self-created Chiyuv Mamon, the Essen Zona, where the guy himself made a deal, it was a Schaivus, he obligated himself. So in such a case, the Kimle of the Rabbi Nei does not knock out the Chiyuv Ischaivus. And that's why the Gemara in Bava Metzia is a case. The Chiyuv Mamon doesn't flow from a Chiyuv Deraisa. He created the Chiyuv on himself. So the fact that there might be a Isser Torah, there's a Chiyuv Onish Min HaTorah of the Rails, that's not going to trump the Chiyuv Mamon. He created the Chiyuv Mamon on his own. It's his own Dibor. He created it by himself. But when it came to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where both Chiyuvim, the Mammon and the Misa, both came from the Torah, the Bav Machteres, the Chiyuv Rodev comes from the Torah, and the Chiyuv Geneva comes from the Torah, that's where we apply Kimlev de Rabbi Mineh. Okay, so I think we got through everything. So again, we start with the question, Bav Metzias, and Sanhedrin seems to be a stira, went through a number of technical answers, Rava Rabba, different types of answers. They have Kavani Yasus Yitei Shemaim. Then we have a few different more fundamental answers. The Nesivus relationship to Shteach Bezdin, Ovid Inish Din Denafshe versus the Achi Ezer. The difference of Kimlei versus Rodef and in general. And then we have this Ran based on this Imribina that says that's really about there's a difference of the Chiyim Mamon Midiraisa versus Chiyim Mamon Midin Atzmo. Okay, so we'll stop, I guess, early. Tomorrow we have shit from Rabbi Lubitz. I think it's going to be on.